The Kraft Foods Company presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve is brought to you each Wednesday night by the Kraft Foods Company, makers of parquet margarine and all those other wonderful Kraft quality foods. The next time you shop for margarine, remember this. The margarine that millions prefer because it tastes so good is parquet margarine made by Kraft. And the reason parquet tastes so good is that it's always fresh. If you live where colored margarine is sold, you'll want to get that wonderful yellow parquet that comes already colored and ready to serve in its new Flavor Saver aluminum foil wrap. Each golden quarter pound is individually wrapped in parchment-lined aluminum foil, a Flavor Saver foil that seals freshness and goodness in, keeps odors and staleness out, and so easy to serve. No mixing, no bother. In other states, you get the same wonderful parquet taste and freshness in the handy Color Quick bag or regular parquet package. So don't wait. Get the margarine that tastes so good at your grocer's tomorrow. Get P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. What's doing with the Great Gildersleeve? It's election day in Summerfield, Rumson Bullard versus Terwilliger for mayor, and being a party who is vitally interested in the outcome, our water commissioner is up bright and early.
Oh, what an exciting day. No matter how the election goes, I can't lose.
Good morning, Unky.
Good morning, Marjorie.
Hi, Unc.
Hello, Leroy.
Hey, where's Bertie? What's with breakfast?
Well, it'll be a little late. Bertie went to the polls.
Oh, isn't Bertie wonderful? She's always the first one to vote.
How can she vote on an empty stomach?
You children want to help me until Bertie comes back?
Well, what can we do, Unky?
Well, I bought this box of cigars from Peavy to pass out to the voters. You can help me put campaign bands on the cigars.
Cigars on an empty stomach?
Leroy, get busy.
Okay. Wonder how these would be with sugar and cream.
These campaign bands are awfully cute, Uncle Mort.
Yeah, thank you, Marjorie. And your old uncle's idea. I want to spread these around today. Vote for Bullard for mayor.
How can anybody vote for Bullard on an empty stomach?
Careful, Leroy. Our neighbor is going to be the next mayor.
You certainly are working hard for Mr. Bullard, Unky.
Well, if he's elected, he says I'm going to be his water commissioner. And I think a man with such good judgment deserves to be elected.
What if Mayor Terwilliger gets re-elected?
Well, we're on good terms again. If he's re-elected, I'll still be in office.
What an operator.
Unky, aren't you taking an awful chance passing out those Vote for Bullard cigars?
Yeah, that's not being fair to Mayor Terwilliger.
Leroy, I'm being fair.
How?
Yesterday, I passed out Terwilliger buttons.
Unky, you can't support both candidates.
Well, Marjorie, I have a little family to think of. In politics, you have to straddle the fence while keeping both ears to the ground. And that's hard to do.
It is for a fat man.
Leroy, hand me some more cigars.
Okay. Hey, who's at the door?
It must be Bertie. She probably forgot her key. Well, at least I got all these cigars banded before breakfast.
Good morning, Gildersleeve.
Well, Mayor Terwilliger. I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, I wanted to be sure that all you City Hall boys are campaigning today.
Campaigning? Oh, yes.
If we want to stay in office, we'll have to work as hard as we did in the last election.
You, well, Mr. Mayor, you might say I'm working twice as hard as I did in the last election.
Well, good for you, Gildersleeve. Say, are those cigars in your hand?
Yeah, I still have those in my hand.
I enjoy a good cigar, Gildersleeve.
You wouldn't enjoy these.
Gildersleeve, let's see those cigars.
But...
Bullard for mayor!
Is that what it says?
Gildersleeve, what are you trying to do to me?
Now, Mr. Mayor, let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. Gildersleeve, when I'm reelected, you can clean out your desk.
But...
Clean out tomorrow morning, early.
But... Oh! Slam the door. Right on the cigars. Well, that does it. I choose to support Bullard.
What a character.
depend on him for a living. I'll depend on Bullard. He'll be elected anyway. Sure.
Miss Gildersleeve, I'm home.
Yo, all right, Bertie. I'll call the children and we'll have breakfast.
Yes, sir. Miss Gildersleeve, you sure are a lucky man.
You are just, Bertie?
Didn't I see the man just leaving here?
Well, yes.
You sure are lucky to be close to him. He's got it in the bag.
You? How can you tell?
I was talking to the early birds around the polls, and the early birds all seem to be voting for Matt Terwilliger. He's got it in the bag.
You mean Bertie?
Yes, sir, you sure are lucky, because the early birds are voting for Matt Terwilliger. He's got it in the bag.
Please.
Miss Gildersleeve, you know why you're so lucky?
Bertie.
That's right, because all the early birds are voting for Matt Terwilliger. He's got it in the bag.
I wonder if those early birds could elect that worm. Hey, Bullard's got to be elected. All right, George, I'll smoke out some voters with these cigars. I'll start with Floyd. I may even leave a few cigars in his barbershop for the customers. Hello, Floyd.
Hi, Commish. Did you come in on election day to get clipped?
I just dropped in to leave you a few cigars.
Yeah? What's the catch?
No catch. Of course, the cigar does suggest you vote for somebody.
Vote for who? White Owl?
No, Floyd.
Well, an owl would make a better mayor than anybody that's running.
No, Floyd Bullard is a fine man.
Oh, yeah? All he'll do when he gets in is feather his nest. Why not let an owl do it?
Floyd, please be serious for a minute.
Commish, you're wasting your breath. I ain't even voting this time.
Not voting? Why?
Well, Lovey and me don't see eye to eye in politics. We just cancel each other's vote. She finds out how I'm voting and she votes the other way.
But Floyd, she doesn't have to know how you're voting. We use the Australian secret ballot.
Commish, you don't know Lovey. I couldn't keep a secret from her if I was in Australia.
Floyd, you've got the wrong idea. Every citizen should vote. You're a very privileged person.
I am?
Absolutely. In a lot of countries, nobody can vote. If you don't exercise your right to vote, someday they may take it away from you.
They wouldn't dare. I'd take it to the Supreme Court.
Well, if we don't vote and protect our democratic way of life, someday there may not be a Supreme Court.
Are you kidding? It's getting bigger all the time.
All right, Floyd. But when people give up their voice in government, they're headed for slavery.
Say, I've been reading about that.
This is a free country, and every citizen should vote for the man of his choice.
Commish, you convinced me. I'm gonna vote.
Fine. Have a Bullard cigar.
I can't take it.
What?
I'm voting for Terwilliger.
But Floyd...
Like you say, this is a free country.
Yofer.
Stop worrying, Commish. I'm only kidding. I'll go down and vote for Bullard.
You will?
Out of friendship for you. I know you wouldn't be stumping so hard for him if your job didn't depend on it.
You will.
And just to show what kind of a pal I am, I'll get another vote for you.
You how, Floyd?
I'll tell my wife I'm voting for Terwilliger, then she'll vote for Bullard.
Floyd, you're true blue. Sleeve, you're doing all right. You've already picked up 2 votes this morning. Now I'll see what I can do with Peavy. It's pretty hard to get him to take sides on anything. But he's true glue, too. He'll help me out. Good old Peavy. Hello, Peavy.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you this morning?
Well, I want to have a little talk with you, Peavy.
Very well. Do you mind if I go ahead with my work?
No, go right ahead. What are you doing?
I'm putting up a display of jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack-o'-lanterns? Peavy, Halloween is over?
I know that. This is a special on jack-o'-lanterns. You care to buy one, Mr. Gildersleeve?
No, thanks, Peavy. What a time to sell Halloween stuff.
Well, I'm just trying to get my jack out of the old lanterns.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a little witticism, Mr. Gildersleeve. Jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, I know, Peavy. He's in a good mood. Now I'll twist his arm. Peavy, you and I have a lot of fun together, don't we?
Well, yes.
We've been pretty good friends down through the years, haven't we?
Yes.
So if I ask you to vote for Buller today, you will, won't you?
Well, no.
Really? You mean you're voting for Terwilliger?
I didn't say that.
Oh, then you are voting for Buller.
I didn't say that either.
Oh, what an enigma.
How's that?
Nothing, Pete. Here comes the judge. I'll bet he's voting for Bullard.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, John.
Hello, Horace.
Well, Gildy, are you on your way to the polls to stuff the ballot box with your big fat vote?
I haven't had a chance to vote yet, Judge. I'm too busy campaigning for Bullard.
Bullard? You're already in office. Don't you want to stay there?
You bet. That's why I'm pulling for Bullard.
You're doing a lot of pushing, too.
Judge, you vote for me and Bullard, won't you?
Well, I hadn't planned to. But, Gildy, old friend, if it means so much to you, I'll cast my vote for Rumson Bullard.
Great, Judge. You're true blue.
My, my.
Now, Phoebe, how about you?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I don't consider Mr. Bullard a proper man for mayor.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but you're a little obligated to vote for Bullard. I bought his campaign cigars from you, Peavy. That sort of makes you for Bullard.
Have you smoked one of them?
No, but I'm giving them to all
Look,
my...
Look, gentlemen, a parade. Bullard for mayor.
Say, that's the band we hired.
I wonder whose money they're spending.
Nice and loud. That should get a lot of votes. Except I don't think we have enough brass.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Phoebe, come on, Judge. Let's join the parade.
The Great Gildersleeve will be back in just a moment. It's fresh.
Fresh.
Really fresh.
Fresh.
Always fresh.
Fresh.
That's why it tastes so good. It's parquet margarine made by Kraft. Year in and year out, millions of people buy parquet margarine for one big reason. It tastes so good. It's delicious as a spread, a seasoning, a flavor shortening, because it adds its own delicious flavor to every food it's used with. Yes, parquet is the margarine that tastes so good. And the reason it tastes so good is because it's always fresh. If you live where colored margarine is sold, look for yellow parquet, that good-tasting, fresh-tasting margarine that comes already colored, ready to serve, in the new Flavor Saver package. Each golden quarter pound is individually wrapped in Flavor Saver aluminum foil. Elsewhere, get parquet in the Color Quick bag or regular package. In any package, parquet is the margarine that tastes so good because it's fresh.
Fresh.
Really fresh.
Fresh.
Always fresh.
Fresh.
That's P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. Let's get back to the Great Gildersleeve. It's high noon on election day, and the water commissioner is in high spirits.
Why, George, I've picked up a lot of votes for our side. I think I'll call headquarters and let Bullard know how indispensable his water commissioner is.
Bullard for mayor, headquarters.
Hey, Mr. Bullard, this is Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, your water commissioner. How are we doing?
From all reports, Gildersleeve, we've overtaken Terwilliger's early lead. It's a landslide for me.
It is? Well, good. We're in, huh?
We can't lose. In fact, I'm giving a big victory luncheon at the Crystal Room in the Summerfield Hotel. Can you join us in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I can join you in 10 seconds.
Gildersleeve, I'm glad you got here before the others arrived.
Well, Mr. Bullard, I move fast. I've covered a lot of territory for you this morning.
I know, Gildersleeve, and you'll be rewarded.
Thank you.
Come on in. I want you to see the spread I've ordered.
Yeah. Well, first time I've been in the Crystal Room. Nice crystal. You know, what a lot of food.
Oh, yes, yes, and this is just the beginning. Take a look at that sterling silver platter of hors d'oeuvres.
Nice. Cheese, smoked oysters. What's this?
That's caviar, Gildersleeve.
Oh, eating a little high on the hog, aren't we, Mr. Bullard?
You don't know how close you are to being right. Look in here.
Well, a whole roast pig eating an apple.
Yes, I had the pig flown in.
Flown in? On the airline?
Oh, no, no, I chartered a plane.
Special plane for a pig? Isn't that a little expensive?
Not for a good pig.
Yes, but who's paying for all this?
Oh, I'll send the bill to the city treasurer after I'm mayor. It isn't important. It's only money.
It's only... Well, that's right.
I intend to make a number of changes when I'm in office, Gildersleeve. First of all, I'll buy a new city hall.
A new city hall? What's wrong with the old one?
It's so dirty. And cars, Gildersleeve. How many cars does the city own?
You have many cars? Well, there's one.
One?
Your Hupmobile sedan. The chief of police Gates has it. He locks the back doors and uses it for a patrol wagon.
Oh, how revolting. I'll buy a fleet of new cars. Small cars for the small city employees, large cars for the large employees. Like the water commissioner.
Yes, that'll be fine. Yes, indeed. But what about the money?
Oh, Gildersleeve, stop harping about money. I hate to talk about money. It's dirty. If the treasury runs short, I'll simply raise the taxes.
Raise taxes?
Naturally. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. Sure. Of course.
Good, good. I'm going to see that you do very well, Gildersleeve. Very well.
Well, thank you.
Excuse me. I'll open the door for the others.
You're right, George. I'm doing all right. Mayor Terwilliger never treats me like this.
Gildersleeve, put that apple back in the pig's mouth. What are you doing with it?
Just polishing it. I ate so much I could hardly get back to the office. Before I go boat, I think I'll sit down a while. Let the lunch settle. Yeah, there's plenty of time before the polls close. I was solid with Bullard. He said I was going to do very well. I'll have a big car. Yeah, I'm sure Bullard is the man for the job. Still, he's getting pretty free with the voters' money. Flying pigs, new city hall, raising taxes. Well, it's not my worry. Or is it? I wonder what it'll be like when Bullard is mayor. Yes, Bertie.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
Well, how about a roast pig stuffed with caviar?
Yes, sir. One roast pig.
Yeah, on second thought, Bertie, make it two pigs. Mayor Bullard gave me another raise today.
Yes. Mr. Gildersleeve, where's Mayor Bullard getting all that money? You folks got an oil well down there at the city hall?
Well, we have a good tax collector.
Oh, then I'm the oil well.
What's this, Bertie?
I noticed my taxes have doubled.
Well, the city has a big payroll now, Bertie. The administration has to support a lot of supporters. Yeah, I mean people.
Yes.
Now, Bertie, don't worry. I'll give you another raise.
That won't do me no good. Every time I get a raise, the tax collector raises me back.
Bertie may have something there.
Hey, Unc.
Yeah, what is it, Leroy?
I just made 30 cents selling papers.
Well, good for you, my boy.
What's so good about it? Where's my pork barrel piggy bank?
In the pork barrel? You're right over there by Mr. Bullard's picture.
Gosh, a little kid makes 30 cents selling papers and has to give 15 cents to the city.
Oh, yes. The children are paying taxes now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Strange, nobody thought of that before. Giving the kiddies pork barrel piggy banks to put their taxes in?
Yeah. What a dirty trick.
I'm sorry, Leroy, but... poor little kid. Poor little kid. Oh, doorbell.
It must be the tax collector. They come every day now, just like the milkman.
No, it's Mr. Peavy. He's not a tax collector.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
What's this, Peavy?
Tax collecting is my new job. I lost my pharmacy, so I had to get on the city payroll.
Peavy, how did you lose your drugstore?
Mayor Bullard's civic improvement plan. He made me take it down.
Oh? What's he going to build?
A statue.
A statue?
Mayor Bullard wants to perpetuate the memory of our greatest civic leader.
Who's that?
Mayor Bullard.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if he isn't going too far.
Anki, is that the tax collector?
Yes, Marjorie. It's Collector Peavy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peavy. Here's Bronco's weekly paycheck.
Very well. And here's your change. 50, 75, 85, 86, 87 cents.
Marjorie, is that all you get back?
Isn't it terrible, Anki? How old Bronco and I ever live on that? And we have the baby coming.
Baby coming, you say? Well, Mayor Bullard will be glad to hear that. He'll want to send the youngster a pork barrel piggy bank.
Hear that, Bullard? I don't think he's giving the taxpayers a fair shake.
He's giving us a shake, all right. A shake down.
Judge Hooker, what are you doing here?
I want to tell you a few things, Gildy. You talked me into voting for Bullard. You're to blame.
Yeah, you're to blame.
Freud, you here too?
You talked me and my wife into voting for Bullard. You're to blame.
You but fellows.
I can't make payments on my car, Gildy. You're to blame.
You judge.
I can't pay the rent. You're to blame.
You, Floyd.
Gildy, I can't buy shoes. You're to blame.
You but Bert.
I can't keep a nickel. You're to blame.
But you...
We can't support a baby. You're to blame.
Please, wait a minute.
You're to blame.
No. What happened? Oh, I tipped over in my chair. Must have fallen asleep. What an awful dream. Well, I'm not asleep any longer about that Bullard. Now I see what kind of a mayor he'd make. And if he's elected, I'll be to blame. I've got to run out and tell all my friends not to vote for him. Wait a minute. I slept longer than I thought. The polls close in 5 minutes. They've already voted. Oh, Gildersleeve, you've bungled this. Well, there's only one thing to do. I'm going to make my one vote count. Nice of you to come down with me this morning, Leroy. Help me clean out my desk.
Oh, it's nothing, Unc. Gosh, look at all the papers. You must have been a very important man.
Yeah, I must have been.
The election was plenty close. Terwilliger just made it.
Yeah?
Gosh, maybe if just one guy had switched his vote to Bullard, you might still be in office.
Leroy.
Yeah, Unc?
When you're old enough to vote, always vote for the best man.
I will. Unc, who do you think was the best man this time?
Mayor Terwilliger, Leroy.
Yeah? Then that's who you voted for. Maybe it was your vote that... Gee.
Here, my boy. Take these papers out and burn them.
Okay. You want me to burn these old Bullard for Mayor cigars?
No, I better save them. When Marjorie's baby comes, I may not be able to afford any. I can change the band to It's a Boy.
Yeah. Terwilliger, why don't you tell him?
You'd never believe it, Leroy.
No, I guess he wouldn't.
Well, I lost my job, but by George, I can hold my head up. Cleaning out my desk isn't as hard as I thought it would be.
Well, good morning, Gildersleeve.
Oh, good morning, Mayor Terwilliger.
Cleaning out your desk, I see.
Well, that's what you told me to do.
Well, Gildersleeve, I won the election. Aren't you going to congratulate me? Offer me one of your Bullard for Mayor cigars?
Oh, yes. Have one. It'd take two.
Well, thank you, Gildersleeve. Good cigar.
You're glad you like it.
Mm-hmm. Gildersleeve! It exploded!
Oh, my goodness.
Gildersleeve, how dare you give me a loaded cigar?
Loaded? But, Mr. Mayor, it was just like the rest of them.
You mean all those Bullet Romeo cigars were loaded?
Well, I...
Oh, now I'm beginning to understand. Gildersleeve, why didn't you tell me what you were up to?
What did I tell you what I was up to?
Passing out loaded cigars with my opponent's name on them. Why, that's the most sensational campaign idea I've ever heard. Gildersleeve, put that stuff back in your desk. You're still my water commissioner.
I am? Well, thank you, Your Honor. Good old Peavy. He knew Bullard shouldn't be mayor, so he sold me loaded cigars.
What are you mumbling about, Gildersleeve?
You're nothing. Nothing, Mr. Mayor. May I take the other loaded cigar?
You're not going to smoke it.
Oh, no. I thought I'd give it to Mr. Bullard. He'll get a bang out of it.
Hear from the great Gildersleeve again in just a moment. Fresh tasting margarine is the best tasting margarine. So when you shop, get Parquet, the margarine that tastes so good because it's always fresh. Where colored margarine is sold, get yellow Parquet, already colored and ready to serve in its wonderful new Flavor Saver aluminum foil wrap. Elsewhere, get the handy Color Quick bag or regular package. Parquet, remember, is the margarine that tastes so good because it's always fresh. That's P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine made by Kraft.
It's been a fine day. Good old Terwilliger back in office. And I'm back in water. Here comes Bullard. What'll I say to him? Hello, Bullard.
Hello, Gildersleeve.
Nice day.
It is.
No need to be angry, Bullard. About the election, I mean.
I'm not angry.
Good.
However, there is one thing I should like to say, Gildersleeve.
Oh?
You are a nincompoop.
What?
And a boneheaded jackass.
Oops!
And if I were mayor, I'd not only throw you out of the water department, I'd run you out of town!
You see what nearly happened to me, folks? Don't let it happen to you. Go to the polls and vote. Good night, Bullard.
Ha!
Bum sport. Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman. The show is written by Paul West, John Elliott, and Andy White, with music by Robert Armbruster. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Mary Lee Robb, Lillian Randolph, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Stan Farrar, Earl Ross, and Richard LeGrand. This is John Heaston saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Want to taste something good? Well, next time you make a cold meat sandwich, don't forget to add a little Kraft prepared mustard. For when you add a little mustard, you add a lot of tang. Every bite tastes better. Now you can get two kinds of Kraft mustard. Salad mustard, delicately spiced for those who prefer a milder flavor, and Kraft mustard with snappy horseradish added. Get both kinds. Then with every meat dish, hot or cold, just add a little mustard and you'll add a lot of tang. Kraft's prepared mustard.
For a half hour of spine-tingling excitement, listen to The Falcon on this station next Sunday afternoon. Check your newspaper for time of broadcast and hear The Falcon solve the case of the rich racketeer.
This is the Great Gildersleeve. On your marks for Groucho on NBC.